Good morning, gang. What an absolutely bonkers weekend of sport, of golf. Yeah. For anybody that wasn't watching the Ryder Cup, let's run through what happened over the weekend. First of all, somebody spiked the Americans' drinks. That's my first theory.
I think you're right. You know, it was so crazy.
Something really strange was going on. America versus Europe in the Ryder Cup. They were playing. They had a horrific Friday, really bad Saturday. Europe was killing them.
It was great.
And we were going into Sunday, but they had an amazing fight back yesterday. They came within
it was brilliant.
Was in a couple of points.
Yeah, it was really. They were so good yesterday, and we were all saying, "Oh, look, it's all over by the shouting." Wouldn't a bit of drama be nice? And we certainly got drama in the end.
Oh man, I love it. I love it. Now let's get the negative stuff out of the way first of all, because this is from Sky Sports. This is what they were talking about what happened over the weekend.
On Saturday, it certainly crossed a line. Fans having to get ejected, Shane Lowry having to get held back by his caddy at one stage, expletive-laden abuse hurled in particular at Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. It was fairly unpleasant out there, fairly vitriolic stuff, not particularly intelligent or subtle, just pretty brutal and pretty unpleasant, especially for the players' wives who were inside the ropes and having to listen to some fairly unpleasant stuff.
Joe O'Shea is in the Mirror this morning. This is what he was writing. If you wanted to see Trump's America, it was right there on show throughout the disgraceful Ryder Cup. Loud, dumb, ignorant, cowardly bullies, sad excuses for men. The odd women showing zero respect for their sport and their opponents.
There you go. Yeah. Right. That's it in a nutshell, isn't it?
There was loads of video going around over the weekend of Rory trying to take shots. And their strategy was, we're doing so bad, we can, if we put them off, we might pull back a few points. Yeah. Right, so there was that's the kind of stuff that was going on. Then you had one of the official announcers, Rory, who got let go, sacked over the weekend because of this. She was G-ing up the crowd, getting them to say something nasty about Rory. So they're doing a little chant, and then she shouts this. So she's.
You can't say that.
What crossed her mind when she thought, I'm just going to shout, you know, that to Rory McIlroy over the announcer?
Caught up in the moment, maybe, but I don't know. Anyway, she got the old P45 over the weekend. But then everything was silenced when this happened.
And there's a window of opportunity now for this man in your hands. And there's going to be no fairy tale in New York, because Europe have retained the Ryder Cup.
And it couldn't happen to a better fella, right? No. To have Lowry sink that pub, put Rory.
I'd say he's still celebrating that he hasn't gone to bed, and I don't think he'll go to bed for a few days.
I would imagine not. So 2027, Ryder Cup is going to be happening up in Adair Manor. Do you know the people are renting out their houses for like 20 grand for the weekend?
Not to have that kind of money.
Just like for four or five nights, they're renting all the homes around the Adair Manor. They're just like, oh, let's go on a really nice holiday and flog our house. But here's Shane from last night.
I mean, I've been so lucky to experience amazing things in this game. That was the hardest couple of hours of my whole life, honestly. I just can't believe it. I can't believe that putt went in. I stood over it going, this is it. I said to Darren walking down 18, I said, I have a chance to do the coolest thing in my life here. And, like, the Ryder Cup means everything to me, honestly. I've won the Open in Ireland. It's amazing. It's a dream come true. But the Ryder Cup for me is everything. Like, and to do that there today in the 18 green in front of everyone, it's like, it was so hard out there.
Stunning.
It's kind of the pinnacle, is it, the Ryder Cup?
Amazing, yeah. It's just team sport at its finest. Well, from
but did you
Europeans
say they don't get paid anything, the Europeans?
Yeah, so yeah, the Americans got paid. I think it was 500 grand a bit. I think that was a bit irksome for the Europeans. But yeah, it was just brilliant and really, really good drama last night. And it was just really, really enjoyable. Well, it was a bit stressful to watch, but it was really, really enjoyable in the end.
Hey, America, I think you might need to call in a refund on that 500 grand player. yes. Anyway, we'll give them a lovely welcome when they come over, I'm sure, and there'll be none of that rowdiness happening in a day.
There'll be a bit of rowdiness, but
not at that level. No way.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz
with Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
It's Jamie in Watergrass Hill. Morning, Jamie. How's it going?
Morning, how are you?
Not too bad. So you're the manager of the toll at Watergrass Hill, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, he sounds a bit sheepish, doesn't he?
Just call me the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Hey! I like it.
Sheriff of Tollingham. Yeah. So, what kind of crack do you get up to every day there? I mean, you must have all sorts of drama with people turning up with no change and cards missing and tapping not working. And
oh no, I just stand outside my plastic bag and they say, "Give me your money."
I'm probably not allowed to ask. How much does that thing make every day?
Oh, not enough.
Not enough, of course. Yeah. I've spoken like a true manager. Yeah. In fact, you probably should put it up to a fiver, Jamie, really.
Well, if I was getting some of the money, it would be wonderful. Yeah, I'd take a fiver every one now.
Very good, very good. Jamie, let's get you €1,000. Have you any interest in going to the Ryder Cup in a couple of years?
If you're going to give me free passes, I'll take them all day.
I'll give you a grand. Jamie. That'll buy you tickets for the weekend, won't it?
Yeah.
But you got to answer some questions here. If you hit 10 out of 10, you've got €1,000. I think this could be a winning round.
I do too. Come on, Jamie.
Vic got 10 out of 10, so let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
All right, question number one. Who would a hit song with Killer?
Kingfisher.
Question two. What street does the UK Prime Minister live on?
Downing Street.
Question three. What sport do you score a try?
Rugby.
In what city is the show Peaky Blinders based in?
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Question five. Who played David Brent in the UK Office?
Ricky Gervais.
Question six. Joe Canning is a former hurler with what county? Joe Canning.
Galway.
Question seven. What's the Irish word for chips?
Shkiloga.
Shkiloga is correct. Question number eight. What UK soap did Danny Dyer star in? Danny Dyer was in. Question number nine. Who's the Taoiseach of Ireland?
Current Simon Taoiseach. Harris.
And question number 10. Who is Gracie Abrams' boyfriend? Come on, quickly.
Hint.
He's a big actor.
Oh, lads,
what are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? Clock is gone, unfortunately.
Clock was gone, yeah.
Kingfisher and Downing Street and rugby is the first three. That is correct. Birmingham, Ricky Gervais and Joe Canning is a former hurler with Galway.
Yes.
Shkiloiga for the bag of chips.
Yeah.
EastEnders is correct for number 8. Simon Harris is correct for number 9. And then the clock had gone, my friend. I can't do it, unfortunately. The clock had finished, but it was Paul Mescal. It was.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. It was the buzzer.
The buzzer had gone.
When the buzzer's gone. I'd love to, but they'll shoot me, like.
They will.
Yeah.
So we have to stick to the rules, unfortunately.
Will we bring him back tomorrow?
Will you do it again for us tomorrow, Jamie? We'll have another lash.
Not a bother.
Okay.
Yeah, just to be...
so close.
Just to be fair, but to be fair, the clock had... the buzzer was well gone when
That's
Paul messed
with
him.
Yeah, not a bother.
So you know the crack.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Another day collecting all people's money.
I know.
Do you know what? Come back and do it again tomorrow, Jamie.
Yeah, we'll do it all again tomorrow.
Let's do two days in a row for Jamie.
All right, sound.
Yeah. Now you know what it feels like when we have to fill your pockets all the time, buddy. Don't?
Well, I know what it feels like to be American now, anyway. Just
come on, Jamie.
Well, so good.
All right, buddy. Bye. See you tomorrow. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye. We'll give another run out. Lily sent this in and said, "I know you love parrots, Casey, but check this out. How about a cock or two?
Oh.
How did I say that?
How about a cock or two?
Cockatoo.
Yeah.
Not R. Ah.
Yes, Casey.
She's saying that
the bird.
This is her.
The bird.
It's a bit early for that crack.
It is, yeah.
She said this is her cousin who has a little white cockatoo.
Okay.
And he won't stop singing a song. You know, Earth, Wind and Fire, September.
Yes.
Every single morning.
Kiki. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Silence.
And he's off again.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I'm on 10 of them.
Is that just like, is it just a song that he can't get out of his head?
Out of his little noggin. Yeah. Obviously she plays it around the house and he just loves to hook on it.
Great song, actually.
It's just mad. That's a bird doing Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah.
Why do you deserve these tickets to see Munster in action? 0868104106. They're taking on Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Kickoff is at 7:45 Virgin Media Park. MunsterRugby.ie for ticket information. We are proud partners at Munster Rugby yet again. Friday, October 10th is when this game is on. So if you want your two tickets, why do you deserve them? What have you done to earn these? Billy's on the phone. Good morning, Billy. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hello, Billy.
Hello.
Billy, we heard lovely things about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did something nice and you deserve these Munster Rugby tickets. What did you do, Billy? Yeah.
So basically, we were in town and we were just coming back from my brother's birthday party and we were walking back to the car and we saw this homeless person and we were looking at her and I told my mom and my granny, do you have any money? And they had no cash, so we asked her do you want something in Central nearby? And she said no. And then eventually she said yes. All she wanted is 7-Up. So we went into the shop and we bought her 7-Up and a protein bar.
Well done.
Billy. And was she really happy when you did that for her?
Yeah.
Oh, Billy, that's lovely.
It's really kind.
Does it make you really sad when you see people on the street like that, Billy?
Yeah, and she was pregnant.
Was she?
Oh, Billy, you're the best. Oh, yeah. You're the best. Where did this happen, Billy?
In town.
In town, yeah. Okay.
Best boy.
Well, you never know. Hopefully, things will have got better for her and she'll hopefully have found somewhere to live.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of great people out there that help homeless people. Yeah. And you're one of them, Billy. Do you know that?
Yeah. Yeah. She's good. She's going to be finding a new home when she has the baby.
That's
good. Did you have a little chat to her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Billy. You're a great.
And she's having a baby boy.
Is she?
Billy, that's great news. Maybe she'll call him Billy. Yeah.
There you go. You never know.
Well, she won't call him 7-Up, I don't think. I think Billy's a much nicer name.
Yeah.
Billy, you're the best boy. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You are. You really are. And do you know what, Vic?
Yeah.
It's Billy's birthday tomorrow.
Yay! How old are you going to be, Bill?
Yeah.
How old are you going to be?
22.
Nine.
Okay, all right. Okay. Billy, have a listen.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, Billy.
Customised happy birthday Billy song for you.
Well done.
Okay,
Thank you.
Billy, you're going to see Munster in Edinburgh. Yay. You've got your two tickets, okay?
Thank you. Come on, Munster.
Come on, Munster. Go on, Billy, you little legend. Thanks a million. Take it easy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Tickets are available through MunsterRugby.ie. Red FM are proud partners with Munster Rugby, as always. And it's on the 10th of October. It's a massive game. It's Munster versus Edinburgh. And loads of people are messaging and going, lads, you got to sort them out with tickets as well for this crowd.
Good morning, Casey. I think I deserve it because I absolutely adore Munster. But I think my mum deserves it more because she wants to see all the fellas training in their coats. Tommy Cove.
Tommy, your mum and you are going to see Munster as well.
That was
a public vote. I had nothing to do with that one.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
The band and Beyonce, Lyra, was doing her thing yesterday. She got chosen to sing the national anthem for the big NFL game up in Dublin. Man, they really went to town on it. I mean, they made it look like an NFL like Super Bowl match. I was like, this is Croke Park. It looks incredible.
It's amazing, yeah.
I think we need a bit more showbiz on All-Ireland final day, don't we?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
it was very flashy, wasn't it? It was.
Really was. Yeah. It was probably a bit too much for our All-Ireland finals or whatever, but like just a little. I'd like to see some fighter jets. That's all I want.
Yeah, I get you, Lord.
Anyway, she was brilliant. She did the job. She did. Let's give you a little bit of her live version of Our Own Naveen. She absolutely nailed it.
Her voice, she's got the most amazing voice, hasn't she? The power behind it.
You wouldn't be familiar with this, obviously, because you're not from this part of the world. But you know, in our national anthem, when it's translated, it's a really heartbreaking story about a man that breaks up with his wife, Connie. but she broke her leg in an accident and he had to push her to hospital in a wheelbarrow. Did you know that? Shoving Connie around the field. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
It doesn't mean that, does it?
It doesn't.
Oh, you're such a mess.
So many people from around the world have went, who's Connie? Why are they showing her around the field?
It does sound like that.
It's brilliant. Anyway, well done, Lyra.
Yeah, she absolutely smashed it. Bad Bunny's been announced as the Super Bowl halftime act for this year.
Okay.
Next year. When is it on?
I don't know, whenever.
I read reports that it was
Adele.
I had heard those rumours too, but no. He confirmed it on his Instagram account over the weekend. Well, when I say confirm, it's basically just a shot of him sitting on a massive goalpost on a beach.
Okay.
That's the announcement. But yeah, it's Bad Bunny. He's going to headline next year's NFL Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 5 months we've got until the sporting mega event, which is taking place on February the 8th in San Francisco, California.
So he's a Latin Puerto Rican rapper, lad.
I think so, yeah.
Massive in that part of the world. But I'm sure he's huge in America too, but
yeah,
we wouldn't be too familiar over this part of the planet.
I don't think so, no. Yeah. But he is who has been announced for the halftime Super Bowl act show. Even Selena Gomez got married over the weekend. I love this. She's very cute. She got married to Benny. They got married. Taylor Swift, of course, was one of the guests. She's one of Selena's besties. But she left the reception at 11:30 at night to grab a super jet to fly to see her fiancé, Travis Kelce, play in his NFL game. So, she was there for the wedding, but she attended alone and she legged it at 11:30. And Bill Murray is everywhere, all over Ireland at the minute, particularly down in this part of the world. And he was celebrating his 75th birthday in a little pub in Dingle over the weekend.
Man, he loves it here. He just, like, you can open your bin and Bill Murray will be inside it. Like, it's, hey Bill, how's it going?
Hiya.
He was down in Kinsale a few weekends ago.
He was.
And the guys from the Sepsis Foundation seen him coming out of a restaurant and he recorded a lovely video for them just to promote the charity. Yeah. He's just so generous with his time.
He is.
But yeah, down in Dingle.
At the Harvest Fair, I'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right, for a smile from a nut brown robe. No pipe I'll smoke, nor horse I'll yoke, till my plow it is rust-colored brown, and my smiling bride by my old fireside is the star of the county now.
I'm going to go to the Ryder Cup team coach right now. This is what's going on at this very moment. The coach is packed.
Wow.
Rory's holding the cup.
Wow.
That is the current scenes from the Ryder Cup bus.
Nice.
Thankfully, none of them are driving that bus. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.